In Chaim Simon Tofresh Pehe Shulchan Aruch Mugen Avrom Yosef Shinagodim, all the nice Kalim and the Foshim of Shulchan Aruch bring the minig of Shoivovim. What is the minig of Shoivovim? It originally was Shoivovim Tat. Shavovim Tat is Shmoyis Ve'eira Boi B'Shalach Yisrei B'Shpotim Tzuma Tetzave Neshonom Beres. Last year there will be a minig in many places to say Slichot, many Ashkenaz and many Mekhaimis. They'll say Slichot, and the reason is because the Shonom Beres, there was a year which was prone that Noshim Boreis would be Chas V'Sholem Mapil, would have miscarriages. And there was a tikkun for that inyan. Although the word Shono Mo'uberes is not actually connected to Isho Mo'uberes, but in Yonim Api Kabbalah there was a cheshbon that this year is more, Shono Mo'uberes is more vulnerable. But the Ma'aseh the Prima Godin brings, and all the other Mefarshim, and Shulchan Aruch, especially based on the Ari HaKadosh, that Shoivovim is lav dafke in the Shalom Aberes, in the Shalom Pshuta, is the inyan of Shoivovim. And in the Shalom Aberes, it would be Shoivovim Tat. In the Shalom Pshuta, it's Shoivovim six parshas. The Arizal writes Dvorim Nifloi Mo'id in the inyan of Shoivovim. And the Yankov Emden, in his Siddur, based Yankov, the Yavitz, he brings the Halarichas, explain in depth what is the inyan of Shoivovim. I'll just point one nekuda, this was what I want to speak about today, is the Iker Tikkun of the Ari HaKadosh of Shoivovim was to be mesaken the inyonim v'chatoim which have to do with Kedushas Am Yisroh. Inyan of Kedusha and Tahara, as you know, there are many different type of middos. There's inyonim of Tikkun middos HaChesed, the Dinyone of Tikkun Midas Hanover Lukadema. One of the Yisoidus of Kedushas Am Yisrael is Tahara Kedusha, and Ari HaKadosh said that Shmois Ve'eira Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpotim, these Pashis have a special avoide of Tikkun Kedushas of Taharas Am Yisrael. In Ashkenaz, there were many Mekhaimis that used to fast and say Slichas, as I said before. The Sfardim, Achenim Nei Sfardim, are very strong in the Inyan of Shoivovim, the Chido, like many, many Yonim. Why am I speaking about this today? For two reasons. First of all, Minig Northwest London, Chevre Kedisha of Northwest London, the general Chevre Kedisha, is Noyik, that the first day of Shoivovim, which is today, Yom Aleph Parsha Shemois, they have their Chevrat Sudah, there was a fast, they go out to the Besachayim. So the Minig Hamukim here has been established very much of the Inyan of Shoivovim, and after the Sunday, the first day of Shoivovim. Some places the Chevrat of the Minig is Zayin Ador, some places the Parsha Chayisor, different Mekoimos, but here, the general Chevrat here is on the first day of Shoivovim. In Eretz Yisrael, Shoivovim is in the yeshiva. Many mekhaimis, they learn dafke b'yesas eis or yesa oz. They learn ritzufim, try not to be mafsik, they learn medatayot v'valdi yechizik. But especially this year, Tov Shien Samach Tes, bizman she'acheinu b'nei Yisrael nesunim b'atzorah b'shivya, and Klal Yisrael nidrach me b'chol mekoyim eshehem avadan avadan Eretz Yisrael, when our brothers are in a matzav of skona, bein b'yom, bein b'yabosha, wherever they are, those are in the yam of the melchoma, those are on outside the front, it doesn't matter, we're all in a matzav of skona. But especially in Chutz La'aretz, we also have to know, remember, that we're living on Nisim. Anisecho shebechol yoy mimuni v'anifisecho v'tibisecho shebechol eis. You just have to open our eyes and think of a se'achas v'en shivim z'evim, how Klal Yisrael is so small, so vulnerable, and there's Shivim Ze'evim. I don't know if you've ever said thought of these words. The Seh, I'm sure you've seen a Seh before. A little lamb, a Nebuch, a sheep. Have you seen a wolf? Binyomin Ze'ev Yitzchak, a wolf. Imagine a lamb against one wolf. It wouldn't last very long, especially if the wolf is hungry. If you have 70 Ze'evim, Rahman al Islam, the Chaseh Achaz, as Chazal say, one lamb between 70 wolves. And Klal Yisrael are here, and Kalei Seyeh V'choisnoi, Yishmor, and Eden together, Mamash HaMatzav, we need Rachman. And Klal Yisrael are Mechazik themselves, the Tuchen and Emunah, and Veitis Bashem, with Tefillah, Kedoyma, but there also has to be a Hanhoga, his Nahagas of Tushen Tahara, which is the Shmira for Klal Yisrael. And this is why I thought it's important to discuss this Inyan today. Take focus, what is the Yisoid of Shoivim, especially the beginning of the Parsha. Talking about Se Achas Ben Shivim Ze'evim. So what's our protection? We also have Shivim. Shivim Nefesh Yodah V'techo Mitzrayimoch V'atu Somucha Hashem V'lekecho K'choichvei Hashmayim V'roiv Putzik Parshas Ekev Mishnah Torah. Just the Balaturim B'Shivim Nefesh, Putzik starts with the base U'Messayim with the base K'choichvei Hashmayim V'roiv. Took the Balaturim to tell us and to teach us that the Koyach of Yankov Avinu is Eis Yankov Ish Ubeisoi. Oh, the bais a Yiddish shtip, the structure of a Yiddish home. How a bais Yehidi is supposed to look like. Ish Ubeisoi boy. V'atu Somcha Hashem Elekecho K'choichvei Hashemayim L'roiv. This refers to the first Rashi in this week's Parsha. Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael Aboi Mitzrayim, the Rashi, although he counted the Shvotim in Parshas Vayigash, Chozai Monon, was said, Moine Mispa Lakechovim L'chulam Sheino Yisikra. The Chibah that Rabbi Hashem has to Am Yisrael is Doime to the Kechovim, to the stars. And this is equivalent to the Posik, Va'atu Somcha Kshem Elekecho Kechoich Ve'ashamayim, and this is what I want to explain. What does it mean, a bias? What does it mean, ish ubeisoi bo? There's a Rashi in Parshas Vayigash. Rashi repeated again in Parshas Vayichi that Yaakov Avinu made sure that he should have a chelek in the Moreh Samachpelo next to Leah. Shomo kavarti es Leah. And he paid a very hefty sum of money. How much did he pay? Much more than any chevra kedusha would charge. Maybe the whole Beis HaChaim put together. Why? Rashi zogt that Yaakov Avinu said he took all the money that he earned in Padan Aram, the Beis Lavan, and he was not just a multi-millionaire, but Vayifrei to Ishma, Oid Moid. We don't know how much it is, but it was, as Rashi says, a pile of ketzer, azov, everything. And he said to Esau, I know you have a claim on the plot, which is next to Leah. And the reason he had a claim was because Yitzchak had two places. The total places there were was Odom Chava, Avraham Sarah, Yitzchak the Rivka, and there was another two plots. So Yaakov had put Leah in one area, and Esau had this claim for the second one. He's the son of Yitzchak. He's a proper brother of Yaakov. So Yaakov paid a sum, which we've come to have an erech of multi-million sum to get this plot. And this was money which was worked on hard, very hard. This was money which he toiled on all the years, and he gave every penny away, to Rashi, to be able to purchase this little plot where Yaakov is buried next to Leah. What was so important to pay so much? It seems that without that sum of money, Esau would have had a claim and Yaakov wouldn't be entitled to bury it. It wasn't his plot. You have to pay. One has to pay for a plot. You have to be koinash, korisili. Why did he pay so much? Because Yaakov wanted to send a message to Klal Yisrael. The inyan of the bais, ish ve'isha. Ish ve'isha shchina shruya beinehem. It's got to be this his actus of Ish v'Isha, Yankov and Leah. The most of our faith is called Zugois, because Zugois in Klal Yisrael is so important. When the Torah gave us, the Rebbeinu Hashem gave us the Aseret HaDibros, starting from Anoichi, going through the ten Dibros, it finishes with Leisach Moed es Eishes Re'echo, Leisach Moed, it's the Zeh HaKadosh in Parshas Achrei, as the Tachlis of Aseret HaDibros is the love of Leisach Moed. What Ariach explains, what does the Zeh, what does Zeh mean? Zeh says as follows, Anoichi is a Munah. Maminen, it's easy to be a Mamin. Boyach, Machshava, when looks around the world, Imor and Anechem, you believe it, the Boyer Eilam. This is Anoichi. We were told, Doyer, Achadoy, Tiyas Mitzrayim, the Munah and Torah, of course they are Apikoyser, the Aminim, but generally, Klal Yisrael, who have a Messiah, Medoyer, they have all Maminim, Anoichi, Lielachor, El Macherim. We know there's such a thing as Avodah Zorah. We know what Avodah Zorah are worth. You look at the Oid Avodah Zorah, their behavior, you see what Avodah Zorah is, like Yelechol Lemachir. Then you have Shabbos, Leisisach, Shabbos, Kibbedav, not an easy mitzvah to keep, but all Dvorim, Sichrim, Kibbedav Em, Fashteta Mensch, Akoras HaToif. Then you get the major Lavim, Leisirtach, Leisinov, Leisignov, not to lie. Leisachmoit is a very delicate love. Leisachmoit basically doesn't affect anyone. It's something which a person can have in his heart and nobody will ever know about it. One can bear it and only the Rebbeinu Shloilam Yedeya Machshavos knows what is in the heart and the mind of a person. No one else knows. The Rebbeinu Shloilam is Boichen Kloyes Yoleif. So a person can say to himself, Leisachmoit doesn't affect anyone. A person can have even shalabais, a person can be happy to be getting on with people. Leisachmoed is something very, very personal and private. Why is it in Aseret HaDibros? Look, the Zeh HaKadosh, the tachlis of Emunah, is not just to be mam in days of Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Emunah that Rebbeinu Shleilam gives everyone his chelek, and it should be a sameach bechelkoi, is something which you have to work on ben odom la'atzmoy, yourself. It's an avoida that a person has to achieve, and it's not easy. It goes on all the nyonim which is in Leisachmoy. Leisachmoy eishes re'acho, shoyre v'chamoyroy. Nowadays you're dead on a few words. It's all b'chal v'chal asher re'acho. Somebody else's car, somebody else's house, somebody else's mazel. People achieve more than others. So when a person goes round and in his heart Leisachmoy is believed, he's thinking why the other person's got an I haven't. That's something which is personal and private. And Afa Piken, this is the Avodah Se'odom. Emunah has to lead a person to change his whole way of thinking. That's why the Zeh HaKadosh said the Tachlis of Aseret HaDibros is Leisachmoed. But particularly, Leisachmoed Eishes Re'acha Ve'ishe Beisoy, the Shleimus Habayis. A person has to be careful and concentrate on the inyan of Beisri. Not to chas v'sholem have to go out, and unfortunately nowadays one doesn't have to go out, one can bring it in very easily through various methods, through various electronic methods, which means, I'm going to have to spell it out, because now you're speaking about things which are beat around the bush. We speak into the bush, as this week said of Moshe Rabbeinu with the snare. It's sometimes very painful, but we'll go into the bush, which is the internet. The internet is the greatest danger that some of which Klal Yisrael have. Not the internet that one is uses it correctly, but Chas V'Sholom, with the press of a few buttons, people unfortunately go into She'ol Tachtis. And people look and search and find it interesting. And the Podesta writes to Michter Melio, Nagronius. The fact that a person, the word search, it's got a danger in it. Nagronius, Kavadesla. The fact that a person wants to see something interesting. What's that site? And what's this site? And what does that mean? And what does that mean? And then with a few buttons, it's very easy. And one doesn't have to go out, it comes in. The Shevet Halevi, born the Shmuel Halevi Vozna, one of the G'dayli Yisrael, he said in the Drosha once, said, every house has a mezuzah. The mezuzah is a shmira for the bais. Safta Mal Mezuzah is Pesecha V'Shurecha L'Man Yigu Nin of Chayim. So the Mezuzah looks after the house and protects the door, the entrance, that no evil or bad should come through the door. He said nowadays the things don't come through the door, the airwaves, the radio waves, these things come through the walls. And what protection do you have on the walls? The mezuzah you can have on the door, an opening. You don't need an opening to allow all the smuts, all the dirt to come in. There's only one thing, is Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim. Chaim sheyesh bem Yiras Shamayim v'Yiras Chet. That's the only way you can keep a house clean, this man of there, clean in the union of Kedush and Tahar. The parasha starts, V'eilesh mois b'nei Yisroel ha'boi mitzrayim. Eis, Yankov, Isha, Beisabon, and the names of the Shvot. And we mentioned about Aturim, the inyan of B'shivim Nefesh, the Choych V'ashmaim L'Roiv, which is the Bais. Yankov Avinu, when he went to Golus, on his way in Pashas V'yetze, Shteit Hazei, Yankov Avinu was Mispal L'Tfila. V'yidu Yankov Ned, Delema, Mielikim, Amodi, Shmrani, Baderech, Venosami lechem lechoy ubeged lilboy veshafti b'sholoim abeis ovi. So Chazal HaKadoshim and Medrash say, what was this bakosha lechem lechoy ubeged lilboy? So in Chazal, lechem lechoy ze lechem aponim ubeged lilboy, that's the big day kahuna. Yankov Avinu on his way to Beis Lovon, he was toife umabit what would happen afterwards, his children will build the Mishkan, because that's the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam brings in the beginning of this week's parasha Hakdama to Sefer Shmos. The whole avodah of Mitzrayim, Shibud Mitzrayim, to train ourselves, the inyan of Shmiras Hasdorim, that everything has got to be done. We are avodim. Emes, that was the tachlis of Mitzrayim, that we are avodim, but not avodim to Paroi. But we are avodim ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. We are servants of Hashem. We do the rotzon ha'boira. So the tachlis of going to Mitzrayim and working, training our thoughts, our way of thinking, our whole avodah was that we are avodim, but not to Paroi, but to Rabbeinu Shlomo. And to come out to be mekabel the Torah, and then to build a mishkan, should be v'osli mikdash v'shchanti v'sechem. The Ramban says this is the whole tachlis of the avodas Klal Yisrael, to bring the Hashoras HaShechelah. So Yankov Avinu was mispalel, v'notani lechem lechel, which is lechem upon him, u'beged ilboi, which is the big dikuna. So Chayim wants to understand. The big dikuna, big di asrod, the Shoras Bakoidesh. Gemara says, why they call big di asrod? She'ile molei, the big dikuna, lei nisharu v'chatushom, they wouldn't be left from Klal Yisrael, sorid u'polit. What does that mean? The big day kohuna amachapa for Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just the kabonas, but the fact that the kohen gadol, the kohen samedit, was wearing the big day kohuna, the begodim, every beged had the kapora for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara reckons out kama mekayimis and shas, what every beged served the kapora for. The ksoynes was machapa for tzeles patsim, the choshen was for the inyan of dinim, kibesadin, eifoid faboy de zora. Titzes for Aziz Metzach, so on and so forth. It's there for this Gaiba. So the big day kohuna was a kapora for Klal Yisrael. So if you understand that Yankov Avinu was mispalel for the beged lilboish for the big day kohuna. But if he chose the avodas hakabonas, why didn't lechem upon him? Yankov Avinu could have said, V'nosani boso lecha. If it refers to the avodas hakabonas, the kabonas was basically boso, or it was menochas as well. Or could have said stam v'nosani oichol lechol, which would have included all the kabbonas. Why did he choose v'nosani lechem lechol, that's the lechem upon him? Out of all the kabbonas, the lechem upon him is the yoytzim in akla. I'll tell you, Rabbi, what is the chshivas of lechem upon him, and why it's so relevant to us, and this was Yankov Avinu's tefillah. Yesterday, Shabbos in Musaf, we all said, Tikanto Shabbos Ratziso Korban Esero Tziviso Perishero Im Sidurei Nesochero. I think if you ask people what does it teach the words Im Sidurei Nesochero, I want to ask you now, But you think for a moment, how would you explain the word Sidurei Nesachim? Most people say Sidurei to be Mesadan and Nesachim. Everyone knows what Nesachim is. The Nisqa, you say, and you pour wine. That's a mistake. There are one or two opinions you might say that's trapped, but Roiv Rishainim. Roiv Mufasha said they learned something totally different. Because why mention Sidurei Nesachim? The word Sidurei Nesachim doesn't mean. You know, the trap of Sidurei Nesachim means the Lechem upon it. What's the Shaykh of Sidur and Yitzchayr and Lechem upon him? Because the Lechem upon him were lying one on top of the other, but there were konim in between. And the Pesach says, Asher Yusach Bohen. This was like the three konim were Mesachich on top of each challah. So the correct Taich, next Shabbos, hopefully you won't forget, Im Sidurei Nesachel means the Siddur of the Lechem HaPodim. That's the Pshat. Roiv Mephoshim, the Rishonim, and Perish HaTfila, this is the Taich. The Psham Shofor Hesh says, Amoidi Ki Gedank. Ach, Bachshova, what does it mean? Why call the Lechem HaPodim Nesachero? Because we put three little Kodim between each Chala, each Lechem. That's what you title the Lechem upon him, Sidurei Nesachim. That's why you call it Sidurei Nesachim. That's a Psham Shofol, Ezh Lechem Tzadi Kevocha, Amir Yedi Kevot. A word which is Kodesh Kodosha. He says as follows. The Lechem upon him, the 12 Chalas, are connected the Yud Bei Shiftei Koch. You say the Chazal, Kama upon him, the Arizal in his Zemiris of Shabbos, speak about the union of the 12 chalas, the 12 connected the shiftei koch, and they have to be mesudah. They lie one on top of the other because the shiftei koch were together. Each shevet might have had their own personality, their own avoda, their own mahalach hachayim, but they were all together on one shulchan. But he said there's something very important. When people are together, they have to remember there is also at the same time a person has to be separated from the other person. What does it mean? When people come together, they might be very close together. Two families might be very close together. They might get too close. And Bilam said, Ma toivu ohelecho yankoiv mishkenesecho yisro ro she'ein pischeyem mechivonois zeh keneged zeh. There's a word which has a good part to it, but there's a dangerous part to it, that's socializing. Socializing, to be sociable, is a gewaltige Sache. To be a loner, be alone, is nishkatachas, if we be alone, we could be living on Mars. The brain should put us on this world, that we should be sociable. But socializing has a danger. Because you get too close to somebody, and then it's too much cash. So the Psham Shofor Hirsch, the 12 chalas have to be together on one shulchan. That's the inyan of achdus. But there has to be yusach bohein. There has to be a separation between one another to realize that every chala is a unit on its own. And so far, it's so important to Psham Shofol Hirsch that the nusach hatfila is meyaches, the inyan of lechem upon him with these words, im sidurei netzachel. There's a Seder, and the Seder's got to be with an Asochim, with a little Kodim between each Challah. And this is what Yaakov Avinu was Mispalel. Yaakov Avinu was Mispalel, and he wanted, and he begged the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that was his whole mission in life, to set up the Yud Beis Shiftei Koch. Yaakov Avinu was worried and concerned, if you look to the Rashi's, the end of Bereishis. Maybe Chassid Shalom Shlayia Mitosai Shleima. Maybe his 12 children won't be perfect. He was so concerned about Yosef HaTzadik. When he met Yosef, who knows whether Yosef is stayed with the Yerushalayim. Yosef Hoya B'Mitzrayim. Yosef went through the Erev HaSa'aret. Yosef went through the Nisyonos. And Yaakov felt it. How do we know Yaakov felt it? Because the Musti Yoikne Shel Ovei Ba'ada Achaloyim. Yaakov knew that his son Yosef was in danger. He was concerned, he was worried. And last week said to Vayishlach Yisrael Aroish Amito that he saw Yosef at Tzadik's Kedusha. he saw Yosef HaTzadik, how he made the Shavua, which touched Yir Shamayim. So he realized that Yosef is the Tzidkoi. Yosef Omad B'Tzidkoi Metzchil HaVatzai. And that's why Yishtach Yisrael, because that was his purpose. So Yankov Avinu was Mispalo Dafka in the Inya of Lechem Aponim. Because Lechem Aponim, out of all the Kabonis, is the avoider of the 12 Shvatim, and the combination of being together, of being on one shulchan, at the same time to be careful and cautious, not have to show them to get too close. Im sidurei nesacher, v'dvenos ani lechem lechoy, u'beged lilbosh, v'shafti b'sholem abeisovi. This was the avoider of Yankov Avinu, the tefillah of Yankov Avinu, and this week's parsha. Ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael haboi mitzrayimu. We compare them to kechovim. As Rashi says, moina mispele kechovim. What are stars? You look up in the Shemayim. Every star is crucial to keep the system going. U'mesade es ha-kechovim b'mishmariseyam. It also u'mesade es ha-kechovim. The same Russian as im sidurei nesucheo. U'mesade es ha-kechovim b'mishmariseyam b'okiyak yitzayinu. You look up in Shemayim and you see the stars. If Chas V'Sholem, one star will go out of place, then the Chum. You know the Rabbeinu Hananel in Brochus mentioned a few years ago when the tsunami happened, the Rabbeinu Hananel says the Chas V'Sholem and Klal Yisrael is B'Tzah. The Rabbeinu Hashem removes two stars out of its place. It's already a Chum. Just has to move slightly. This is Rabbeinu Hananel in Brochus. The stars, everyone has got its importance. And it has to be worked into a system. And it is a system. It's called the solar system. It works with a table. But every star has its own unique independence. At the same time that you need the kechovim should be there, umesade es ha-kechovim b'mishmor eseyem. Ve'eile shmois b'nei Yisrael aboi mitzrayimo. And this is the pasuk b'shivim nefesh yoda v'secho. This is the bayis. It's the Balaturim says the Pesach starts with the base and concludes with the base. Why are we compared to stars? Because that's the union of stars. The stars are in a Seder. The stars have to be there. And every star is important. And without that star, the whole Kiyum wouldn't exist. But every star has got its independence. Every star has got its own identity. And this is what we have to remember in one of the Nyonim of the Yimei HaShevavim. Kedusha and Tahara, the Kedusha's Habayis, to keep the home intact. Kedusha and Tahara, even on Makai Machnos Sochim, even taking guests, people go to others, fine. But there has to be a Seder. There has to be the Socheho, Rashi Yusach Behein, the separation of understanding the privacy of another person's life. And not Chas V'Sholem to bring in other things into my private life. It's got to be, everyone has got their own independence, their own condition to have. This is the Leisach Moed, which is the end of the Seyas Adidus. The Avodah of Yimei HaShevovim, to keep the Shmois, the Shoresh of Shem, Neshomah, Nun, Shien, Mem, Hei, Neshomah, Shenasat, Tobi, Tehoirahi. Every Neshomah, the Pnimis of Neshomah is Shien, Mem. You take the inside of Neshomah is Shien, Mem, which is Shem. The name, our names, our identity is connected when the neshama is tahirahi and it's kept tahirah. I thought the little man alachzir bilosid lovay. Tahara can only exist if we think about it and we're misbeinen and one learns the halachas of tahara and one realizes what is important, what is called kedushan tahara, then we can keep the shmois b'nei Yisrael intact. As it should be, and that's what the Rotzen of Yankov Avinu is. The Rotzen of Avinu Shavashamayim Bimei HaShevovim, we start today, should be a chizik, a person should be misbeinen, in these inyonim, in Kedusha and Tahara, to be mechazik, the inyon of Kedusha and Tahara, and the schutz of the Shmiras HaKedusha of Am Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should be shoyme Amo Yisrael La'av, that there should be a Shmira Yoyna for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and in Bagoyla and Golas, שלא ישלו את ידי העקפיינים חס ושולם עלינו השם ישמע תססינו ויינו לחיים ולשולם עצב עדיילם עומק.